It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. It's next to impossible to find affordable housing in Seattle these days. If you want to buy a house, you'll have a hard time finding anything on the market. And the median housing price just went up 11% over the past year. If you're a renter, prices went up more than 6%. What does Seattle's housing shortage mean if you're looking outside the city limits? Real estate appraiser Richard Hager says what's happening in Seattle affects our entire region.
The best way to describe it is think of it as a mountain, if you will, that when the prices get so high in the center, whether that's in Capitol Hill, Ballard, or Medina, Bellevue, when it gets so high and so much demand, people roll down the mountain. They have to go to outlying areas, whether that's North Bend, Marysville, Puyallup, South Hill, Olympia. They have to go somewhere else where there is availability that they can afford.
So they go to those other places, and the more people who go to those places, the more it costs?
Absolutely. You've got several levels of cost. Number one, there is the fact that somebody, let's say they live in the South Hill of Puyallup or out in Ording, and they're commuting to Bellevue or Seattle every day. There is the cost of transportation, gas, wear and tear on the car. You also have their time. I've talked to some people in Ording who are taking an hour to an hour and a half sometimes to get into Bellevue or Seattle every day. And so it's causing problems. You know, we have more congestion on our roads. Part of the impetus of what's called the Growth Management Act was to force population density, to increase it in urban centers. And while that's really nice, we haven't built the housing units necessary to supply the demand.
I'm talking with longtime Seattle area real estate professional Richard Hager. And Richard, you mentioned the State Growth Management Act and the mandate that the growth go into more urbanized areas, not necessarily into the city of Seattle. So what does that mean when it comes to places like Ording or other rural parts of the Puget Sound region that would like to see development?
Well, people are starting to move to those outer places, and they have been. I mean, it's a continuous thing, where they can't afford, so they have to go to outlying areas. They go there. And so prices are increasing. It's not quite as fast as in Ballard or Capitol Hill, but prices in these outlying areas are increasing. Any foreclosure problems that we've had are being absorbed, and they're gone, and their prices are going up. Many of these places, there are landowners that would like to take their large acreage parcels and turn them into subdivisions or housing units. And growth management puts severe restrictions on those. And even if they can, then neighborhoods start to fight it. A good example would be what's going on out in Black Diamond. They have approval, or they're attempting to get approval, for thousands of homes to fill a need. And people are there looking for it. And then the people in Black Diamond are saying, no, no, not here, not in my backyard, go somewhere else. So there's a lot of NIMBYism, if you will, going on.
I want to take a couple steps back, Richard. How much has the cost of housing gone up in rural areas like Black Diamond, for example?
Well, the problem with a general statement there is that it depends upon the price range. Lower priced housing, so let's say that's under $600,000, is going up fairly rapidly, where you can reach more expensive homes and it's not going up as much. So when you see of a report of property values in the Seattle area general going up 10 or 12% or more, you may find half of that amount going on out in rural areas at this point, but that will change.
Am I hearing you correctly that some of the governmental agencies in those rural areas and some of the landowners would like to see more development go into their towns and little communities?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag, if you will. You know, there's this, we would kind of like more development because there's more people, there's more income for grocery stores and hardware stores and business, and there's tax dollars that come from that. So there's this need for that. Kind of offset with, we like our small little town, whether it's Black Diamond or Ording or you know, wherever you are, they like that. So there is this conflict. However, many of the landowners that are out there have and are attempting to put in large subdivisions, and they would like to do it. They have the land to do it. It's the other side of the coin saying, no, you can't.
Is there enough pressure that state lawmakers might possibly revisit the Growth Management Act boundaries?
I doubt it. Not at this point. They did their darndest several years ago to make the growth management somewhat bulletproof. They put it into place. They didn't ask for a popular vote of the people. And they said they had to do it so that they could control growth. So I doubt in this current upcycle of housing that we'll see the legislature solve that problem.
I'm sure, Richard, that every environmentalist right now listening to you talk is turning red and apoplectic, because there are many good reasons to preserve our rural areas, our farmland in King County. The county itself has been pretty proactive in setting that land aside. So what do you say when those folks come to you and say, Richard Hager, you're trying to destroy the quality of life?
Well, I'm not here to destroy that quality of life. I recognize that, you know, we are very unique here with our mountains, rivers, and set-aside lands for parks. But also understand that there is a price to pay when you set aside that land. And it's a basic economics 101. There is a constant demand, people moving here. They need more housing units. So while we are setting aside this to maintain our lifestyle, okay, I get it, we're fine. Understand that the other side is the cost of higher and higher housing costs, housing prices, fewer units. So at some point, we have to start striking a balance of how we go forward. And in my opinion, it's a little restrictive right now, and it'd be nice if it was a little less restrictive. That's all.
Richard Hager's real estate career spans more than 30 years.